face-to-face encounter with the creator of the universe, and this Israel had. Amen. God came and spoke to them face-to-face, and both people and mountain trembled. It was during their time in the wilderness, and at this mountain that God revealed to Moses the Genesis account. It's like this, if you allow me to use my spiritual imagination. God said, I know you just came out of the land of chaos, a land that was dark and evil. You left a place where you were oppressed and exposed to false deities. But know this, I am the Lord thy God, and you shall have no other God beside me. The Genesis story is not and was not the only creation account known to man. The Babylonians had a creation account and a flood account, but they started with a flawed perspective. They tell the story of the world coming into existence with a war of the gods. Marduk was their great god, and he made gods of the earth, of the oceans, of the sun, moon, and stars, assigning to them their powers. But conflict arose even among a couple of the gods, and the loser of that battle was banished to earth, and the people became enslaved to this God. Here's what I love about Elohim or Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty. God said, let there be. And all the other gods just fell prostrate down before him. Yeah, here's the point. All things were created by him and for him. Man's misunderstanding of the knowledge of God does not change the story. You can claim whatever God you want, but the Bible story is true. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Look, let me just hurry on and get to some more illustrations to support my argument. 10 times in Genesis chapter 1, this text says, and God said. This would resonate in the heart of the people at the mountain of God, because they had just received 10 words from the hand of God on tablets of stone. God had spoke and darkness retreated. God said, let there be light. And darkness started running. You know, it kind of works like that in your house. You don't have to think too deep about this. You can go in your kitchen in the dark or whatever room you want to, go to the nearest light switch and cut it on, and the same thing that happens to the darkness in that room is the same thing that happened in the universe when God said, let there be light.